Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Experience World Highlight League through the interactive WJAL fan portal. Head over to wjal.eprn.us. Experience all of the Battle Court and H2H High Live competition from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. These spring and fall 2023 seasons are packed with head-to-head High Live action. Tune in and listen in to scores and stats for your favorite team with the weekly WJAL Recap Podcast. Check out the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, Rabote Renegades, Dahada Devils, Cesta Cyclones, and the Wall Warriors at wjal.eprn.us. Welcome back to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is episode 128 of the Revealing Better Results podcast. Like, love, and share this podcast where you hear it online. And today's podcast sponsor is World Highlight League. And back with us today is Mr. Scott Savin, Commissioner. I like to call him the Commissioner of World Highlight League. And we're going to talk about the WJAL 2023 Fall Draft. And, of course, World Highlight League. And welcome back, Scott. I know you've been pretty busy, had a pretty busy schedule these days, preparing for the fall draft, the U.S. NJACs coming up, and World Super Court. Well, first off, will any new teams be introduced this upcoming fall season?
So we're going to have the same five teams that we had this past season. We do have a couple of player changes for this upcoming season and some new ownership as well. So we're very excited about the draft and about the season that starts in September.
Okay. Yeah, that was my next question. Yeah. So what is the new team that got bought?
So we have the
teams for sale still.
No teams for sale. We just had the last team get assigned an owner.
Okay.
That announcement is going to be coming out next week, which will be a change in ownership on the Rabote Renegades. So that'll be a major announcement coming out. But we have Jorge Masvidal, the UFC fighter, is the owner of the Tejada Devils. It'll be his first year as an owner. And then last season's champions, the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, they're now still owned by Lifestyle Miami, but they have a co-owner, and that's Monica Puig. And Monica is from Puerto Rico, and she was the gold medalist at the 2016 Olympic Games in tennis. So we have a tennis gold medalist, and we have a UFC fighter joining our ranks, and a couple others to be announced. So very exciting things in store for this season.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I like that. You know, getting some tennis players, ex-tennis players involved, similar sport. But, I just wanted to share our condolences to Mr. Ray Lewis regarding the death of his son not too long ago. And will Mr. Lewis be continuing with his support with WJAL?
Yes, he will. We've been, obviously saddened by what happened with Ray and given him, time to try and deal with something as tragic as this, which, we all know is so hard to deal with and so unnatural when, a son dies before a father. It's something that should never happen. But Ray will be back with us. Had a couple of conversations with him, and he's kind of getting back into the swing of things. But, yes, he will be involved in the fall season.
Okay, great. And one fan asked or suggested, would WJAL consider having each team identified or represented from the different regions around the country? Would WJAL consider that?
Well, for the time being, we're very happy playing out of Miami, and, most of our owners really have ties to the city of Miami or to South Florida. Okay. But we are looking, and you know, not quite yet, because we're building the number of teams in the league. But we're hopeful within the next few years that there will be expansion to other cities. So we're excited about that. We could have teams playing in different parts of the country or potentially even internationally. So very excited about what's to come in the future for the World Highlight League.
Great, great. Well, has there been any talks of, you know, cross-promoting Highlight with other sports, looking to partner with WJAL? I know you just said ex-tennis player, but are there any others?
Mostly tennis. We have a deal in place with a weekly tennis recap show, and we have, as you said, Monica Puig, and we also have Jeannie Bouchard as an ambassador for this season as well. And Jeannie's still active on the women's tour. At one point, she was number 5 in the world. So we see a lot of similarities between tennis and High Lie, and the tennis players, you know, come out and they really love High Lie, and they like to even get out on the court and play a little themselves. So we could see better or more alliances with tennis and potentially even these upcoming sports like paddle and pickleball, which seem to be really catching on. So I think we're a little more intense and a little more dangerous a sport, but we could be forming some alliances and seeing some crossover in the future.
Great, great. Well, are there any new developments on recruiting new players, younger guys to the league?
So we're really excited, Garland, about the upcoming draft. We've got a couple of player changes. We had one of our players who's been, you know, with us for so long, Kubala. He tore his ACL. He had a surgery, so he's going to miss this upcoming fall season. But we have a new recruit, formerly played at Dania. He's another one of the Basque players named Ubia. And so Ubia will be added to the draft for this upcoming season. And we'll see what team ends up with him. And then we're hoping, we're shooting for February of next year to add a sixth team. So we're okay. In the recruiting mode now. We're talking to people from the United States as well as people from overseas, from France and Spain. And also we've had some inquiries from Mexico. And maybe we'll even see the return of a player who was really very solid for so many years and then left to go back to California, named Ron, who's sort of a fan favorite. But Ron's reached out, and he may be interested in returning in February of 2024. So a lot of exciting things. And you know, August 8th is the draft, and it's going to be a very, very exciting draft. There's a few key moves that some teams could make early in the draft that will really determine how the teams are going to look for this season.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, Ron, he would be great to see back on the roster. I certainly appreciate you, Scott. Appreciate your time. And we're certainly excited at EPRN to be renewing our partnership for 2023-2024. Thank you. And do you have any last comments or shout-outs you'd like to give?
Well, obviously, we love being affiliated with the network, Garland, and you've been a supporter for many years, and we appreciate it. And for those people that are really following along, I mean, I think watch the draft on August 8th. The Cyclones have the first pick in the draft. The Devils have the second pick in the draft. And Manu and Douglas are both available. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens, because if the Cyclones elect to take Douglas, then we think the Devils will take Manu. And if the Cyclones keep Manu, then the Devils will probably bring Douglas back. So the first pick in the draft with the Cyclones is going to be very, very important and decisive to what happens in the upcoming season. If the Cyclones take Douglas, it's going to change things greatly for those two teams, the Cyclones and the Devils, and we think make both teams very much better and more competitive in the upcoming season. So I tell people to tune in, and let's see how the draft goes, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Well, there you have it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode, number 128 of Revealing Better Results, and have a great weekend, everyone.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HighLie.com. Live the high life and watch HighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt High Lie, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free, to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighlight.com.